Hey, hey, hey.
Who that?
It's me.
That's you, Paper Maid?
It is, it is.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going all right, you know.
All right, all right. I haven't seen you in a while. What's going on? How are you? ¿Cómo estás?
I was just stuck.
Having a stroke?
I was stuck in the trauma of my commute schedule this past week. Okay. I don't know if anybody else is struggling with the same thing where you just kind of have that, like, pause. And it flashes back on all the terrible things, the noises of the trains and the buses, all the people that are just packed into these buses and train cars like sardines.
That sounds like the ghetto.
Coughing and sneezing all over the place on you.
That's not even the worst of it. Oh, it gets worse, my friend. It definitely does. I remember one time when I was younger, I feel so bad for this even happening, but I had like a cold on the train. It was on the bus, and the bus is packed, so like, you can't move. It's already standing room only. And my face is cold from standing in on the bus stop the whole time. So, you know, when your nose is running and you're sniffling and you're trying to... bring it back up your nose. So eventually when your face is numb, you can't feel it coming down anymore. So I got on the bus and then I didn't realize something ran down my nose until it had already like left my face. It was in the air. So I tried to sniff it up, but I didn't catch it. So I'm looking down and I'm watching from my point of view, the drop just falling through the air, and I'm focusing on it. And then when you open the frame, you see the lady's leg, and it just plop right down this lady's leg.
Oh gosh.
Oh my God. I didn't know what to do. I just looked straight, looked up and straight ahead.
Yep. That's the kind of stuff I am talking about. Ooh, but even worse.
She was pissed.
Yeah. Man, I would be too, to be totally honest. But
you can't do that now, especially with COVID. That would be
crazy. Yeah. Worse things have even freaking happened, man. But that is the time that we're in, you know? So those of you who get the chance to still work from home, don't take it for granted. Even if you see the couple more pounds added onto the scale when you go into the bathroom in the morning, don't take it for granted. It's worth the gained weight. How about you?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, between that and commute, I do a lot of things before I would get on a New York City train ever.
Damn right.
So, I mean, whatever. So, but other things I wanted to talk about, because you were talking about the times and stuff, and I think this is a good segue into a new era that's beginning.
Yep.
I don't know if it's a dark era. I don't know if it's a good era. I think it's going to be a little bit of both. I personally think mostly dark, but I want to talk about the metaverse. What is it? Where did it come from? Are we already in it? I want to talk to you a little bit about what I've learned, what Mr. Zuckerberg has said, and others in this space.
I am down to hypothesize the metaverse. Is it for the best or is it for the worst?
Black Hypothesis.
Hey everybody, this is B. Langston Jules
and Paper Maid,
and we are Black Hypothesis.
STEM for the culture. So when I was growing up, and obviously you're going to be the one that really digs deep into what this is next, but when I hear metaverse, for some reason, I'm thinking about all those games that were popular way, 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 way back in the day that allowed us to communicate with each other, but through some type of fun, interacting gaming experience like Sims.
Okay.
Sims was really popular. Honestly, there are a lot of people who are still playing Sims because it was just that fun to create things, people, places,
a whole society.
You build your house. Yeah, it was really cool.
Real seriously, Sims.
Yeah.
Like, can't remember which one I had. It was, I can't remember. I think it was like a theme park themed one.
Mm.
Like, I remember I had to build roller coasters and stuff. It was fun. I liked
yeah,
it.
It was really, really cool, you know. And not even just Sims. If you think even further back, there was a game for kids. It was called like Neo, what was that called?
The Game of Life.
Well, I love the game, but that was a board game, right?
It was a board game, yeah.
Yeah, but I love, that was one of my favorite board games. Yeah. I really hated board games, but mm-hmm. that one was also like, you are there living this life with yeah. people. You can talk about the game while you're playing. Yeah. You can talk about other shit while you're playing, but you learn about each other and what you want and what you don't want. Mm-hmm. When you get the like worst car, you're like, you live in a shack, right. Okay?
That's crazy.
You don't have a car and your kids are now homeless.
I heard about this game that my friend told me about. It's called Life, but Life of like for like black people essentially.
And really? Yeah, yeah. And most, it's a board game?
I think it's a board game. And most of the endings, you're either like in jail or you're like I don't know, in some sort of destitute living situation or something like that. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's good. I have to like look more into it, but it just reminded me of it when you said all these negative things, you know. So
yeah, I mean, that was really what it was. Like, you could make a crappy salary or you could be basically a millionaire. And obviously it's not real, but therein lies like some reality in the event of playing the game with other people.
Yeah.
Like, in the event of playing the game, there's reality, but the game itself and who you are within the game is not.
Right.
And the one that I was trying to remember from when we were kids, there was a game as well called Neopets. Do you remember Neopets?
Like the Tamagotchi game thing. With the
like they were physical toys, right?
Yeah, they were toys, and I think you could hang them on your pants like a keychain. Like,
I remember those too. I do remember those because they were like miniature Game Boys kind of thing.
Right,
but
exactly.
the picture didn't come out as clear as
it was like digitized or whatever.
Digitized, yeah, like little pixels, huge pixels though, not like super small, fine HD pixels.
Right. Yeah, like pixelated, but you have to like feed your pet.
Yeah, they could die. Oh my gosh, yeah, I remember that. No, that's exactly what it was. Neopets was similar, except for it was web based.
Okay.
So you would log in kind of like to a social, same way as a social media account or something like that. There would be other people that play the game as well, and you would have pets. Yeah. You would be like their parent.
Oh, okay.
And you would have to feed them, get them clothes, make sure they have a house, and they would interact with other Neopets and play games and stuff like that. And the more games you won or the more things you participated in, that's how you got money to buy them more stuff.
Do you still have the account?
I don't freaking know, yeah, honestly. We should. Oh my God, we should. Yeah, they're probably dead though.
Huh?
They're probably like, he's so hungry. And the Neopets would be like dinosaurs, like there'd be little squirrels and stuff, but they have faces.
Okay.
Remember
cool.
Digimon?
Yeah, Digimon.
They would look like things like you would see in Digimon and things that you would see in like, I don't know, other shit. Because there's really nowhere else you're going to see an animated squirrel dressed up in clothes, right?
not off my head, I know.
But yeah, so they were dinosaurs and other stuff like that. And it was really cool. But that's what I think of when I think of metaverse. I think of like...
Okay, all right. I was waiting to see where... Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Right?
I'm with you.
I think you're going to loop me in.
No.
And my idea will kind of like expand once we get into it.
Right.
But... that's where I'm at, right? That's where I am mentally with conceptualizing what the metaverse is. I'm stuck in Sims, Neopets, and Tagamagachis.
Honestly, I know. Tamagachis.
Tamagachis.
But, God. Can't work like this. But anyway. But, yes. Actually, I think that's really good that you said that because the metaverse is going to have so many different components and features and aspects and all these other synonyms of those type of things. And that is like part of it, right? Imagine, I think I talked about it once. I think you've seen it, Ready Player One.
Yes, okay. I love that movie.
Okay, so I think that's why I mentioned like the darkness, because I think, you know, the world just kind of sucked, so everyone just wanted to like jump into this virtual world where they could be anything they want and do whatever they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about the darkness of that too, because there were people starving. People's kids were like dying and stuff.
Yeah, this was dying in these streets, bro.
And like, yeah, let me because see they were neglecting them.
Real quick. Yeah, so
it happens in real life.
So I watched the video of Mark Zuckerberg. It was like an hour, but I think it was really good. I think it's a good place to start to get an idea of what it's about.
I thought it was good too.
And so imagine any other game that you ever played, exactly like you said, like with the Tamagotchi, the Neopets or whatever, or some other virtual world where you have like an avatar, and then that avatar gets to have like its own home or space, and you could design it any way you want. There's plenty of games like this, right? But there's gonna be other spaces that's linked together that other people created, like digital content creators or programmers, and your avatar can leave that space and go to their space, and then you can interact with other avatars as well. There's like so many examples. I think from when I had like on PlayStation, they had some version of this or whatever.
Mm.
So it's not new, you know what I mean? There's plenty of games where you can interact with other players on one platform, right? Like World of Warcraft or whatever. But I think where Facebook takes it to the next level is that, one, their resources and their scale. They can like reach so many people and use their network to just expand it to an actual real world. And plus with like the technologies that they can already leverage, like Oculus VR. I don't know if you ever played or used it.
I've never used it, but it just sounds like Ready Player One type of shit.
Yeah, I think so.
Oculus.
I don't remember it. So I don't know if they did it in Ready Player One, but for the Oculus, it's like a head device, like a headset device. Imagine like your phone or whatever is like right in front of your face. But so you're putting it over your eyes.
Oh, so and you're putting out everything. It attaches to your phone.
Yeah, no, it doesn't attach to your phone. A screen inside this headset.
Okay.
And you put the headset on and it blacks out everything. So you can really only see what's on the screen right in front of you. Yeah. So they
Would you not see other things? Like, could you trip if you're walking with it on your face and stuff?
You would trip. So how the Oculus works.
Okay, you should sit down.
Well, no, you don't have to sit down, but you can't be like in a very cluttered area. You have to like, once you have it on, there's like a little camera on it, so you can see the outside world.
Oh, okay, that's good.
But it's also like, it also augments reality right onto what you're seeing. So you can draw like this line, or you can draw a boundary in the space that you're in. So to program the Oculus to know, all right, this is the line you can't pass outside this line. So even if you're playing,
that's so good. I like that.
If you see about to cross the line, you shouldn't do it because there's like a wall. That's the line that you put there. Okay. Yeah. So they already have like a lot of hardware in place. There's other things that they're starting to create too, because I've played like a few games on the Oculus, and really it's just based on what you can see, right? But they're also developing like these hand devices that's where we're getting into, because
they had full body suits in the movie.
Did they? Okay. So
yeah, because then you can feel like the stuff that happens to you.
Exactly. Yeah. So it has all these little things that will like touch your fingertips and stuff to make you feel what you're actually grabbing in the game or on the platform and things like that. So there's like a whole lot of things too, and there's a whole bunch of other applications that they were using that a lot of people can get into. Like if you're a musician and you want to hold a concert, but you don't, you don't want to have any physical people there. Or if you do have a physical concert and you want to have your friend there with you, you can bring them there virtually,
right?
By having them put the headset on, and it's like they're literally like right there. And I've seen applications like this before with the NBA. I only saw like one or two commercials for it, but like you could put them on and it looks like you're courtside watching the game.
Oh, you know what I mean? Cool.
And that's just like the power of virtual reality, where you're just literally in this space. It's not like you're watching a screen anymore. You could turn your head left or right and you're immersed in that environment instead of just watching it from outside. You know,
and that could be so impactful in the globalized world that we live in now, because we're in the space that we're living in, you very much could have a son, a daughter, a mom, or something who's living on the other side of the globe, and there's a really important thing happening. You just had your kid, or you just came back from some type of military tour, like, and you're not able to be physically there with the people that you love when they're going through something really significant and special, that could be a way for you to feel like they're there when they can't be there.
Right, yeah. Or if, like, Paper Maid and D. Langston Jules are recording an episode, one of our fans or all 5 million of our fans can be, like, in the room just chilling with us and talking with us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I think that's cool, too.
It could be just one big party.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the few things. What else did he talk about? He also mentioned, like, let's say if you're... Like events, like I said, but if you're just someone like an entrepreneur or something and you want to hold a, you usually need a space, right? If you want to sell like merchandise and things like that, you can create a space there and invite your avatars.
Oh my God. And have a virtual store.
Right, exactly.
And then they could feel like they're physically purchasing it, even though they're virtually purchasing it, and then they would have it mailed to them like they would normally
do.
That is freaking cool.
That's there. And plus, with I'm not gonna go too much into it because I'm still learning a little bit about it myself. But like NFTs and things like that, where people are buying like digital art or assets and things like that, you can also display them on there. And that's not new either. You know, I used to know a lot of people. This is back where you really wasn't making money, but if you're doing it now, you could make money. You could create like digital merchandise for like skins, or like if you have a character in a game, you can make a shirt for that character and people will buy it, you know, for the game and things like that. And you could create them and encode them and sell them for, you know, a good amount of money. That's like another stream of income you can make. So Facebook, I think, is gonna give a lot of people a lot of opportunities to make some money. All right. To let you know that this is something I feel like everybody has a chance to get in on the ground level. I hope you can get on the ground level, but there's a lot of applications out there. And
that
I'm gonna talk a little bit more about
it in a
few more minutes, but there's like so much stuff.
Yeah, this is about to be like, you know, 3 seasons worth of info right now.
Yeah, for real. What's the other thing you can do? You can
build
also,
your
like,
own digital virtual store.
You could also, I don't really know how I would make the application for myself yet, but let's say like you're in your apartment, you can make an actual digital copy of your apartment, right?
And yeah.
I don't know why you want to do it, but I guess then you could like go into
I would never want to do that. If I would make a digital copy of like a mansion, And make my apartment into a mansion.
Yeah. It seems like you could do a lot of stuff. But like I said, they do need creators. They do need a lot of people. It seems like it's going to be a big effort on the part of everyone who wants to join. So
yeah. Well, the metaverse is about to be a big, big push. I can see that being definitely positive. So what is the dark side of that? You're saying since people are just going to want to stay in the metaverse all the time and not want to live physical, real lives?
Well, yeah, I think that's part of it. You know, I mean, COVID is still a real thing. You know, we have supply chain issues. Like, I was just at the hardware store the other day, and there's, like, mad stuff that is super expensive or just on back order for a long time. What else? Freaking this white boy.
Yeah.
I should have showed you the thing. Just got off for like killing two people. No problem.
Oh, no, I saw that the second it happened. I thought that was whatever.
It's wild as hell. And so I say that to say, yeah, so that's one thing. People can use that as a very easy escape. I feel like that's going to be a very addictive thing. But also, just a very simple example, if someone copied your Instagram account, right, and they start posing as you, and they can, I don't know, start doing crazy stuff or defame your character, or even if you're like a business, they could try to steal customers from you and siphon off from your income stream, right? Mm-hmm. So that's like a copyright infringement.
Yeah.
So if you have an avatar, you know, one thing that hopefully they already started thinking about is how do you keep people from copying your avatar, right?
Yeah.
So because if you start going around doing crazy things, or if someone copies your avatar and then they start selling off knockoff things that you're also trying to sell to,
yeah,
you know, like it's a whole bunch of fuck shit that can happen.
You know what? You saying that actually makes me think of a movie that recently came out that I think reflects the metaverse as well, and that's Free Guy. I think that I'm not gonna explain what the movie was, but spoil you it. Guys,
I don't watch Ryan Reynolds movies.
I'm trying to tell you that that movie was so much better than I even thought it was gonna be.
Oh,
so
really?
If you're the
okay.
type of person that thinks metaverse is interesting, please watch Free Guy, because I think that is basic. Like our music producer is nodding. Like, are yes, you would say so. Yeah. Because she saw Free Guy, so oh, yeah. You haven't seen it, though.
No, I haven't.
Literally, as I'm hearing you talk about the metaverse and right. stuff that's possible in it, that's what I'm hearing. You should watch it. It's funny.
Oh, okay. Another thing that I'm thinking about is, like, I already know off the off-rip, my kids aren't going to get this fucking metaverse shit. Like, they're not partaking in this stuff.
Yeah.
At all whatsoever, because...
Well, I mean, people usually controlled minors' access to social media to begin with anyway for the very same reason. So I don't think that the metaverse would be treated that much differently when it comes to...
Well, I say that to say... But
minor
though,
access.
I say that to say, even though that's true, kids were getting, like, sex trafficked on Facebook.
Yeah,
and Facebook
true.
Knew about it. And didn't do shit.
Yeah.
So these are the same niggas that's about to make this whole new
well,
metaverse
you know,
thing.
It's not it's Facebook more, anymore. It's metaverse.
Yeah, it's man. Those I don't know those people.
Yeah.
I don't know those guys. Yeah.
What,
no,
they're gonna
the
be like, what's Facebook?
Niggas. All right. So I'm not trusting them and how, what type of oversight they're gonna have and regulatory.
That's true.
Safety measures they have. So I mean, I'll just say that you know I'm not sure like. What all the spaces are going to look like.
No one
like
will protect your kids better than you
nope.
would.
No one is
if you're loving and caring.
For them other than you as well, if you're a parent. That's just, I'm not a parent, but I feel like I'll still feel that
that's
way.
That's the thing, like the dangers that exist.
Parenting is hard. It's going to be, wow, it's going to be crazy.
Parenting is hard, and it's just going to be harder from here, because when we think about it, the dangers that exist in our immediate physical like vicinity, like when you're standing up, what are the things that could possibly go wrong? Right, and how I feel that risk is increased exponentially, is multiplied by just forever when you introduce like an alternate reality, when you introduce things that are like not within the physical.
I agree with that, but also you have to add in the component that anyone, like connectivity, like anyone can have access to. You know what I mean?
Exactly, so but
really
that's what
being
it
in
what
that
makes
world
it
by
hard.
Itself. Yeah, exactly.
Because if you're in a physical space, there's limitations. Only the people physically there would be able to have that potential, or would be able to kind of like have some type of influence on the risk of you being harmed.
Right.
But then if you're making this, or you're taking yourself and putting yourself into a virtual space, a space that's linked to like cloud access, all that stuff, mm-hmm. personal information in easily accessible spaces like that, then that risk is like multiplied by however many people have access to that, rather than the people that are physically next to you.
And on top of that, you know, you could be anything you want to be. You can look like anything you want to look. Your kid could be on there, and there could be 40-year-old men waiting to interact with them. You know what
yeah,
I mean? They
right.
did that with just AOL AIM Instant Messenger, and that was like just text.
Yeah,
all right? So
you're right.
That's just one of the few. I won't talk
wow.
a little bit more about it.
Oh my God, like, this is getting so complex.
Right. So I hope y'all are
we were having
over there
problems at, before. We were already having problems.
It's always complex when you have too many people involved. But so just also thinking about like other applications, business applications, right? I think, and some companies are already thinking about it as well. If you have like a fleet of assets, or if you have a certain system and you want to be able to simulate things of like how the system works, or like you said, ways that things can go wrong, you can make a digital copy of your system, of your assets, your factories, mm-hmm. whatever, and then run the simulation and see what happens. And so
and
maybe,
show it to other people.
Yeah, show it to other people. You could plan for like predictive maintenance or
yeah.
things that you know that you can plan for in the future, so you know how to manage your assets properly, right?
Yeah.
So that's something that can help save
that's
billions
really
of
cool.
dollars
yeah.
around the world. Like even
yeah.
my company, there's a group that... like I work for the electric company, so there's a group of guys, they run simulations on the electric system to look for scenarios or situations where the integrity has been compromised, right? Mm-hmm. And then when we find one, we have to like create a, we'll try to find a way to fix it or stop it from happening, because mm-hmm. people only notice when the lights go off. Otherwise, we don't really matter. Mm-hmm. But that's a different subject. But yeah, but that's another example that made me think of it. And I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other things, like at your job, you can probably simulate things a lot faster, especially when you put that quantum computing shit in there.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
That's all I'm saying.
It's a wrap for cancer.
Yeah. To be totally honest, there are so many things that not only would you be able to run the simulations easier, but there would be a company to save more money utilizing that, but it would also help them to appease investors and acquire more funding and stuff like that, because it's easier for you to show other people who don't really get what you do that well, show them what it actually is.
Right.
You know, because they can see it almost. They could like see what it would be like in a real space if it was actually happening, rather than like you expressing the numbers and mm-hmm. the calculations that you've done and the simulations that you've run mm-hmm. with the computers and databases that we have currently.
Right. Yeah. And I think a lot of fuck shit can get cut out with blockchain technology, which Meta, I believe, will be using, or some variation of that.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So hopefully that'll keep as many people honest as possible. And
Live and learn, Metaverse. Please do not repeat your past mistakes.
Right.
With that other company. God's sake.
That rhymes with Mace Took. All right. So. Y'all know who I'm talking about. They know who I'm talking about too. So So I think it's gonna be interesting time. It's gonna be interesting time.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see. I'm very cautious. Like I said, I don't think it should be involved in that stuff. But hey, you know, it's. I guess everything in moderation. Everything in moderation. So. Let's wrap this up. So how can we get involved with the very broad information that we just talked about today? Look, guys, there's some projects that are already in motion, that are in production, that if you want to like kind of get an idea of what the metaverse will eventually look like, because we're a few years away, you can check out Sandbox. You could check out Decentraland. I'm actually going to sign up for that myself once I get the chance. You can purchase in Decentraland, you can purchase virtual plots of land, and there's only like a certain number of plots that you can buy and things like that. And I think, so when I went on the website, you can like sign in as a guest, or you can, if you have a MetaMask wallet or account, then you can sign in with that. I think MetaMask is like a, not a cryptocurrency wallet, but it's like a digital wallet, I'd say. There's also Axie Infinity, AXIE Infinity. That's another one where it's kind of like what you were talking about, right? Like with Sims. You can build land, you can build your own kingdom, and you can, and it's inspired by like Pokemon game. So you can have like animals there and things like that.
I love Pokemon.
Yeah. And that's also based on almost the same types of technology. So I think that's a good way to just to get introduced to it
and understand it a little bit better and stuff. Yeah,
exactly, to see what's coming down the pike. But yeah, man, this isn't like super crazy stuff. This is, we've all seen like versions of this in some way or another, or like in movies and things like that.
Yeah.
And I think,
and how else to get involved, I would say, is to introduce yourself into these conversations, have conversations with others, and don't feel afraid or ashamed to require things of the producers who are trying to sell you a product. If you're saying that, hey, this product, you're creating it for me, include this, include that. It's okay to do that. Just like it's okay to make sure that you can tell the people running your government what they should and should not be doing, you should be able to leave a comment, send a message to the people who are creating Metaverse. We are a couple of years away from it being like the most popular social media platform in the world. Mm-hmm. So since we're still just heading there, we're not there yet, now's the perfect time to make sure that they get it right the first time.
All right, cool. So words to live by, or words to think about, and good seeing you, buddy. Gotta go.
Adios.
Guys, thanks for joining us today, and we hope you liked the episode. You can find us on all available streaming platforms, and please be sure to subscribe to this podcast. If you like the episode, go ahead and give us 5 stars. You can also follow us at Black Hypothesis on IG. We are also on Facebook. If you would like to reach out to us concerning any ideas for the show, critiques, or you would like to be a guest, go on and send us an email at blackhypothesis@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Peace.